gentleness. How lovely it is to be illumined with gentleness. How lovely it is to be illumined with gentleness. To live in the feeling of gentleness. To live in the feeling of being all in divine order. Do you know gentleness? Do you know divine order? Do you know what it means to be gentle? So few of us know what it really means to be gentle because so few of us ever are truly gentle. So few of us ever are truly sensitive and gentle to ourselves first, of course. Always first to ourselves and to all in our world. To be gentle means that you have a very caring heart. To be gentle means that you have a sensitive nature. To be gentle means that you are a very intuitively loving person. Being gentle many times could be thought about as a cat. And a cat comes up and gently touches you. A cat comes up and gently strokes you with its body. A cat comes into your presence and it walks so quietly. It walks so peacefully. It walks so gently. You hardly know it's there. And then it will sometimes sit and play with you, and it will take its claws, and it'll pull on your clothing, or it'll pull on your skin, and it'll pull gently on your hair. But it'll be ever so gentle. Definite, but ever so gentle. And as it is being definite and ever so gentle, you feel a great simpatico with the cat. You feel a great oneness with the cat. You feel a great gentleness with the cat. And you want to take your hand and stroke the cat. Now, if the cat wants you to stroke it, it will be there. But if the cat has gotten the experience it wanted to have by stroking you with itself, and then it goes away, that is merely part of its gentleness. It makes very few demands on you. All it does is just to love you. Now, a dog makes an approach in gentleness a little differently than a cat does. A dog is so gentle, so tender, it takes its paw and it reaches over and touches you and says, "Pet me, pet me." And gently it tells you, "Hey, I would like a little loving. I would like a little tenderness. I would like a little gentleness from you." Now, it doesn't need to have the touch. It doesn't need to have the return, the gentleness. It just gives it out and lets you know, "Hey, you can do, you can recognize I'm here. You can know that." And truly, this is what gentleness is all about. Gentleness is the ability to let the world know that you and I are here, but not to intrude on the world. Can you be gentle? Can I be gentle in all circumstances? Can I be a gentle, loving, sensitive, caring person who is so gentle, loving, sensitive, and caring that if another person or if the world even knows we're here, that's okay, but it's not important. A gentle breeze blows through the trees, making the leaves rustle, making the leaves sing their own beautiful song. The breeze gives the trees life. It gives the trees life by singing through its leaves. and a breeze also is always there gently touching you. When you walk out for an evening walk and a gentle breeze has come up, still warm from the day, but a gentle breeze that just touches you and just says, you are wonderful. This is wonderful. Life is wonderful. The gentleness of life is so fantastic and so marvelous and so exciting. Our greatest illumination comes when we are in our gentle spirit, when we are in our gentle tide, because the illumination of life can only speak to us when we are in quietness. Oh, it comes in the rumbling of the storms, it comes in the rumbling of the agitation, but actually, it is the quietness, the gentleness within us, regardless of the tumult of the world about us, regardless of how busy life is, within us, when we are gentle, when we are peaceful, when we are quiet, when we are one with who and what we are, then the gentleness speaks to us and it says, hey, here's some interesting ideas. And it doesn't even put the ideas into a demand. It just puts them into a, here it is, think about it. Here it is, ever so gentle, ever so sensitive, ever so caring. It's like my dog coming and laying his head on my feet, or laying one paw on my foot. He just wants to be gentle and with me. He wants to be in my presence, and I want to be in his presence. And when we have this mutual wanting to be in each other's presence, and we are, then it's very gentle. It reminds me so when I'm on a walk and I shout at Rex because he's doing something I want him to stop doing, and he looks at me and then he goes back to doing what he's doing. And if I can train myself not to be excited by the moment, but just to gently say, hey guy, come here, old Rex, oh good buddy. He stops everything. He stops all the excitement that he has involved in. He stops all the enthusiasm he has for chasing anything that he's chasing or doing whatever he's doing. He stops it all because the gentleness begets gentleness. And he walks over to me and he gently stands by my side and he gently licks my knee or he says, yes, Dad, what did you have in mind? It's so wonderful to be with you. Gentleness makes all the world say, it's so wonderful to be with you. And when we find the world gentle by our creation, we find the world so wonderful to be with. Life and the world and gentleness are also so magnificent, so sweet, so lovely, so good. When a wife gives her husband a gentle kiss as he comes in the door in the evening, he feels the peace and the gentleness of his home. When the wife comes and gives her husband a passionate, overwhelming kiss, I'm so glad you're home, oh! The husband says, oh my goodness sakes, what's going to come next? A gentle kiss does not presume anything. It only, if it presumes anything, it presumes more gentleness, more peacefulness, more happiness, more at-one-ment. Let all of our times and all of our attitudes of gentleness beget more gentleness. And as we have the gentleness in our individual life, we will have gentleness in our family life and in our community life and in our world. And what more could we ask of life than to live a gentle, peaceful, loving, unconditionally loving life that says all is good, and all is very good, and all is wonderful, and all is very wonderful. This is what life is all about. This is what you and I are all about. And this is where we are going in our peaceful, wonderful, magnificent world. Have a lovely day, and have a peaceful, glorious day, now and forevermore.